Good morning. My guest this morning is Brian Copeland, who is doing a show called Not a Genuine Black Man at the Cinnabar Theater on January 17th. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning.
Well, I read a short little bit about how Not a Genuine Black Man came into existence, which I thought was just fascinating. Can you sort of line that out a bit to give the listeners an idea of exactly what you're doing in this show?
Well, it's an interesting story. I started out as a stand-up and was a stand-up for like 20 years in clubs and concerts and touring with Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole. I was her opening act.
Oh, great.
And I had wanted to do a one-man play. I decided I wanted to try to do a one-man play, which would mix comedy and pathos and be able to actually tell a story.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to write about. And so I had, I do a radio show for KGO, and I had as a guest one of my comedy heroes, the great Carl Reiner.
Yes.
And Carl gave me the advice. He said, find the piece of ground that you alone stand on that nobody else in the world does and write from there.
Excellent.
And what he told me that where that came from was when he was, you know, he was at a crossroads and he got that advice and he thought, well, what's my piece of ground? Well, I'm a married comedy writer. I live in New Rochelle with my wife and kids. I write for a comedy show in New York. And that idea became the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Excellent.
So that's where that came from. So he told me, you got to find your own piece of ground. So I was trying to think, well, what's my piece of ground? So I get this letter at KGO, and in talk radio, most of the mail that you get, that snail mail these days,
yes,
only comes from senior citizens and kooks, old ladies and nuts. And the old ladies are very sweet, but
yes,
the nuts are not. So I get this typewritten, like with a typewriter. So immediately I'm thinking, you know, what antique shop did this come from? So I open it up, and it's unsigned, and it's a crank letter, and it says, as an African-American, I'm disgusted every time I hear your voice because you were not a genuine black man. And I thought, bingo, that is my piece of ground. Because for some reason, I've heard that nonsense a lot of my life.
Right, you know, I'm sure
why,
you have.
That you're not really black. Oh, yeah, you're black in skin color, but you're not really black. Well, you know, and I thought, well, what does that mean? So I went through this whole litany of things. You know, I don't talk ghetto. You know, when I hear the word axe, I think of it as a noun.
Yes.
You know? It's not a verb. I'm going to go axe my mother. Like, who are you, Lizzie Borden? Stop. So I thought, okay, so why do people say that? Okay, well, because from the time of eight, when the age of eight, when we moved from Hayward to San Leandro, and San Leandro was 99.99% white, I grew up as the only black face in the room. So I thought, that's it. I'm going to write a piece about about what it's like to be the only one, because no matter who you are, at some point in your life, you're going to be the only one, the only man, the only woman, the only Jew, the only Christian, the only whatever. And how do you navigate those waters when you're the one who's different?
Yes.
So I started to write. I wrote all these stories, everything I think of about growing up in San Leandro. Some were funny, some were sad, some were really painful things that I forgot about on purpose because they were so painful. Then when I had about, you know, I had marble composition notebooks, when I had about a dozen of these, thought, let me go to the library and find out what was going on in town when we moved to San Leandro in 1972. And what I found out blew my mind, that San Leandro at the time had a reputation as a racist suburb. The National Committee Against Discrimination in Housing called it a racist bastion of white supremacy.
One of the most racist in America, you
said. One of the most racist suburbs in America, Fair Housing Advocates considered it to be, yeah.
Right.
The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights had come to San Leandro in 1968 and conducted hearings because they wanted to know why it was that Oakland had such a large black population, but as soon as you got to the San Leandro border, suddenly blacks can't get homes. They can't get loans. You know, why is it? And so I just uncovered this history that I come to find out was not that unusual, unfortunately. Every region in America had a place that was like this. And I say this because I still live here all those years later. And today, according to the most recent census, San Leandro was the most, literally one of the 10 most diverse cities in America.
Great. Brian, thanks very much for coming on and telling us this, and thanks also for coming to Sonoma County for one night only to perform. Online, you can go to CinnabarTheaterWithAnER.org or to BrianCopeland.com. Thanks again, Brian.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.